You're listening to 91.7 KXT in the studio with us today, the live sessions. Billy Harvey is here, also Alex Deason from the Damwells. Welcome, you guys. And our local favorite, it's Salim Nirala. Hey, Salim.
Hey, Joe.
Man, thanks for coming in once again. It's been too long.
Yes.
So, okay, you're really busy. I mean, like, you're touring and you're recording and stuff. You found time to work on yet another project. How did you hook up with Billy and with Alex?
Well, I've been a fan of Billy's for many years. I think he's an amazing songwriter. And in 2008, I went and did a record with him. He's also a great producer. And he's the first person I ever let produce one of my records. So we did a record together called Constellation. And then Alex, I met way back in 2003 when the Damwells opened for Rhett Miller. And I was in Rhett Miller's band at the time, and we became great friends. And Alex is also one of my favorite songwriters. And then last year, we just, I don't know, how did we do that tour last year?
Salim and I, this is Billy speaking. Just you learn the sound of my voice. Alex, can you say like two? He's very quiet. We did a show in Dallas and it was fun, and so Salim was like, we should do a tour, but then he was doing some shows with Alex and said, man, we should have him with us. And
we have a title for the tour and everything.
What's the title?
It's called the Slow Rock Projectile Quadropharmacy Threesome Tour.
Awesome. That is great.
I think I may have gotten the order.
But isn't it
wrong.
The first second annual?
Sorry, yeah, this is the first ever second annual Slow Rock Projectile Quadropharmacy Threesome Tour.
Nice. All right. And now, so you play tonight at the Live Oak in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And you're each going to do a song for us today?
Yes.
All right, great. Who's going to start?
Alex Deason.
I'm going to start, yeah.
So all right.
I put out a bunch of solo records last year while I was waiting for the new Damwells record to come out, which actually Salim produced. So this is from the first solo record. It's called Death Metal and Disco. There are so many sad songs in the world, but thank you, I ain't writing another one. Though there's plenty to talk about this time of year. Well, if we all just believe in something, they say we'll never have to fear. When the morning comes and she's no longer here. There are so many pretty girls in the world, but thank you, I won't marry another one. Though there's plenty who will break you just the same. If I could only marry my mother and have sex with lots of strangers, it'd be chicken soup and mornings without shame. Oh Lord, you can strike me down. I'm just trying to sing the truth, though you may not like the sound. Thank you for death metal and disco, but I'd trade them for the things I don't want to know. There are so many bloody wars in the world, but thank you, I ain't starting another one. Though there's plenty of reasons for a first strike. You know I'm not a real spiteful guy, but only fools say they don't mind when another man's holding hands with his wife. Oh Lord, you can strike me down. I'm just trying to sing the truth, though you may not like the sound. Thank you for Henry Miller and Thoreau, but I'd trade them for the things I don't want to know. Making another one, though I'd love to see your face inside a child. Well, if you don't know what you've got, and till what you've got is gone. Then I'll hold on to your picture for a while. Oh Lord, you can strike me down. I'm just trying to sing the truth, though you may not like the sound. Thank you for Len Dykstra and Shoeless Joe, but I trade them for the things I don't want to know.
Thank you.
Nice work. All right, Alex Deason from the Damn Wells playing that song. Billy Harvey is here, so is Salim Nirala. Nice work. And, you know, Alex, you're changing mics, I know. I was going to say, you did some substantial editing on that song.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
I'm glad you did that, because first, it's a great song, but I love the original lyric. You changed something else to thank. So
it's true, yes.
You know, thank you for doing that.
No, thank you. It's kind of, I have to really concentrate to do that, because I've played the song so many times now that there's a little bit of like a motor kind of like memory thing going on. So if I drift for a second in my thoughts, I'll just go right to the other lyrics, which are not appropriate for radio.
I understand. But tonight at the Live Oak, you'll sing the original lyrics?
I will sing the original lyrics with gusto.
Awesome. That's great. And and many of you might not know, Alex is a like a multi-platinum songwriter.
That's a fact, yes.
I mean, you've written for the Dixie Chicks, for their new...
Courtyard Hounds.
Yeah, Courtyard Hounds. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And I was surprised to learn you wrote, well, also, you wrote a song for that Justin Bieber.
That's true, sings. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Mm-hmm. He's hot.
Yeah, he's totally hot.
I was just in L.A. I saw a billboard. It was an underwear ad.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
He's looking good these
he
days.
Looked
yes.
There was a girl on him in a furtive pose, and he looked a little uncomfortable, but he was ripped.
Yeah, he's ripped. Yeah. He was ripped only after I wrote that song.
For I me. Understand. Yeah. I understand. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the song you wrote for the Courtyard Hounds is called Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one we've been playing. And first of all, I didn't know you wrote it. I thought it was about somebody. The Dixie Chicks got in a little bit of a rift, and I thought, that's about somebody who left the band.
Right.
But I guess I was wrong. Who is that about? Or is that about anybody?
Well, I mean, I wrote it with Marty and with Emily and a couple, I think two other people. So when we were writing the lyrics, I think we were just kind of thinking of a person that just brings you down, you know, like a person that's just constantly being negative, like me, for example. So the song is about me.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay, it's a great song. It's like the one we just heard too, death metal and disco. It's really clever. I mean, you're a clever songwriter. Well, you got a master's in English.
Yeah. I don't have a master in being clever, but I guess I have the words to figure it out. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's move along. Billy's going to sing us a song now. What are you going to sing for us, Billy?
I'm going to sing background on Salim's song.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think we're going to do my song next.
Okay, Salim. All right.
We like to skip around.
Next. Yeah. So this is actually a brand new song, and it's called See You in Marfa. And I was just out in West Texas and had been excited about this trip, and I wrote this song, and I don't know. I feel like doing it today, even though I have, like, a record coming out in a couple months, and I could have played something off that. I don't know.
That record's called Skeleton Key.
Skeleton Closet.
Thank you.
And that's coming soon. So, but this isn't going to be on it.
Something to look forward to.
I worked that
still,
way.
Nonetheless.
Yeah. Are you ready, Deason?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just
okay.
He's back there, like.
Those are great. The legs for that drum is great. Them. I hope we can get some of that on video too. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're this is a high tech tour.
That's great. High tech.
Okay.
See you in Marfa. Sun in your hair. Smiling in the desert, flowers everywhere. Climbing a hilltop, smiling and free. That's the way we were meant to be. And all I wanted to write love songs for you. You're all I want to say is that I hope this feeling never goes away. See you in Marfa. Stars and a beat in the sand. Sleeping together in a trailer for two. Not a care in the world, not a building in view. And all I want to do is ride. All I want to say is I hope this feeling never goes away. Yeah, I hope this feeling never goes away. So I see you in Marfa with the sun in your hair. Smiling in the desert, flowers everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice, Salim.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you. Thanks for the hot beat, Deason.
Has the public station, the radio station in Marfa hit you up for that song yet?
It was kind of cool. We did an interview that and I sent him the demo because I played it for the first time at El Cosmico. And there was someone from the station said, oh, you got to send it to the station. They'll love it. And I just sent it, you know, the little demo I did. And they led with it in the interview segment that we did. So
it's, nice. It's out, their new anthem. You've written it.
Yes, I guess.
You've recorded three albums. Was it three albums before you recorded Constellation with Billy, correct?
That was two? Yeah, that was the fourth one, yeah.
And so... I guess, first of all, what do you do different? Because for those who don't know, Salim Nirala, a producer in this area for a long time, a lot of local bands have come to you. The Old 97s also, you've produced lots of it. Carter Albrecht's one and only solo album. But what do you do differently when you're producing and writing your own stuff, recording your own stuff, as opposed to other bands? What do you do differently?
I think the hardest thing for a lot of us, well, I'll just say artists, who, when we work on our own music, is to put on the producer brain sometimes, which is to try to objectively analyze the song, whether it's worth a darn or if the arrangement's okay. So, I mean, what I try to do is separate myself from the artist, who is myself, and it's hard. So that's why, you know, the record I did with Billy, I enlisted him for a lot of that help, and we had some pretty awesome things that happened that way. So sometimes I try to think, what would Billy Harvey say?
That's good. That's good. Man, I can sit here and talk a lot more. I guess we don't have much time, but Salim Nirala, Billy Harvey, and Alex Deason from the Damwells in the studio with us. You play tonight at the Live Oak in Fort Worth. Could you play? Do you have another song for us?
Yeah, I'll play a song.
Billy is going to. All right.
This is called, Reverb. I like it. It's like being in the caves of somewhere. Terlingua. Don't they have caves down there? There's caves in there. You can record in them.
I'm sure they do.
All right. Well, this song's called All For You.
I lost it all for you. My shadow kingdom took a fall for you. I let the enemy breach the wall for you. It was all for you. I burnt the days for you. I disappeared into the haze for you. You thread the needle, I count the ways.
is to you, all for you. It's hard to tell when the race is over. The moon still chases the sun, and I feel like we've only begun. I fought the flame for you. I called the devil by his name for you. I never moved to stay the same for you. All for you. I did my best for you. Held the arrows in my chest for you. Turned my faith into a test for you. All for you. It's hard to tell when the race is over. The moon still chases the sun, and I feel like we've only begun. Whatever is one for you. Whatever you do, don't do us wrong. Whatever I do, I won't lead us on. Whatever you do, don't do us wrong. Whatever I do, I do, I do for you. I mowed the lawn for you. Did the dishes, wrote this song for you. I said I missed you, but I long for you. And I do it all over again.
Nice work. Oh, that's a great song. It's Billy Harvey, Salim Nirala, Alex Deason from the Damwells. Damwells are on tour in May, and you'll be back here in Dallas on June 6th at Gas Monkey Bar and Grill. So thanks very much, you guys, for coming.
Thank you. Please.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. We appreciate you being here. And Salim, Billy, and Alex tonight at the Live Oak in Fort Worth.
Yep.
All right. Absolutely. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Have a great show tonight, too.
Take care.